The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justin. Eric Suda. Hello, press. Bravo.
A bit of a hiatus with Bravo. We've had other things more pressing to discuss, but we are here. Checking in, Southern Charm, Rappin' Rugged, Atlanta, Beverly Hills.
What was your favorite of the week? What's your pit and what's your peak? I was wondering before I went to sleep last night.
Oh, that's a great question.
As Robert Kardashian would ask Kim before his final days.
See, I guess what's yours?
My peak was Real Housewives of Atlanta. Some people act like they don't like this season of Atlanta. I feel like it is a fun, or I got some issues, but I feel like it is a fun Housewives of yesteryear where they're fighting about stuff that really doesn't matter. And yes. My pit would be Rugged.
Oh, really? Why is that your pit?
Well, it just wasn't my favorite episode of the week out of everything we watched. No. And it wasn't my favorite episode. It just was kind of a boring ending to me.
It was boring. I agree. I think
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I do think that the next season will be good. I think any Rugged will be good unless they really run out. I think they're going to have to start recycling hot tamales. But yeah, from the video I saw with all the girls on the dock, it really reinvigorated. I thought, oh, well, you know, maybe they got something.
I think, as we've discussed, this is the direction that Bravo should be going overall. Is like,
and Southern Charm
that
with those kids,
Southern Charm is becoming, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like, it's almost what happened to Vanderpump,
trying
to keep the train going with people that nobody cares about, which makes it challenging
Austin,
to be invested. Like,
nope, he should not be the star of the show. Well, he's a side piece. I hate him, but I feel bad for him. He has a nice family. I feel like he's a dork who somehow has become thinks he's like the king of the castle. But I feel like he's always grown up and he was a dork. There's no way he wasn't.
Yeah, I think my issue with Southern nice Charm parents. Is not really the Austin, because like I think Austin's still a star, like even though I'm not an Austin fan, like a whole like. Austin's an old character who still has value to me. Like what I don't need to see
is to be brought behind the barn and shot yet.
Well, yeah, not yet. But it's like Vanita. Like I don't need to see Vanita talking to Madison and jumping
and
around
Olivia,
with her dog.
Yeah.
And Olivia.
I like Vanita though. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need any of that.
People
really
hate Vanita, but I think
I
she's
don't hate
cute.
Her, but
I feel bad for her that she's trying to get through to these like Olivia, who's obviously just born with people who would be part of the purge, you know? So,
yeah.
And I feel like I think she's adorable, but I feel bad for her that she's brought on this show and like trying to actually have real conversations with these idiots. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like Vanita, Madison, Olivia could care less.
Catherine, it's hard to look at. Sorry
Catherine's
to be rude.
To
I'm aging faster than a freight train. So is Catherine, and where are her kids? I don't respect her. She has made no growth. She's a mess. Yeah. I don't want to see Caleb spelled the way crazy way his name is spelled.
Me neither.
They're
Me
back
neither.
Together. And then him fucking with Catherine's head, essentially, I felt like, what'd you think of that conversation?
The conversation
weird
with
way to go back.
With Naomi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Naomi
really
wasn't
weird.
In the wrong there, I don't think.
No,
what
I,
else
I
are
don't
you supposed
so
to say? Then he goes
right.
back and riles up Catherine.
Yeah.
You dumb, Caleb.
I know.
It was almost abusive to Catherine because you know how Catherine is.
How she acts.
It'd be like talking to me. You got to just not tell me, you know, Caleb, come on. Don't be an idiot. You're going to rile up Catherine. That's all she's going to be thinking about. if you cared about her, you'd want her to stay on a healthy road. And that's not the way to do it. That pissed me off.
It's a weird season of Southern Charm. It just is odd. I
Austin,
I don't know.
Obsessing over Madison. I would die to be a Madison, and people everywhere you go, just you're the star of this show. Just, you've done nothing. She's doing nothing. And she's just,
I know,
people can't shut up about her.
Yeah. God, I don't know. I haven't, because since we didn't record, I was just kind of watching Southern Charm to watch it. And I didn't even finish the last two episodes before this one that we're talking about. Cause I was just kind of like, ugh, I don't need to watch a tea party that's fake with Patricia forced to be invited. Like, I just,
can't
I didn't
stand
even watch
Patricia.
It.
I enjoy the show just because I'm not that done with it yet, but I can understand Shep and Taylor. It's too bad that he's such a baby and an idiot and a gross piece of garbage. Thank God, I guess they broke up in real life. They were cute in their matching outfit at the party.
That was hilarious. The lemon outfit.
It's adorable. Yeah. I just, Leva, I guess at the end of the season, she gets heated with people. She's not really, you don't really hear from her at all.
No. And they don't really give her, she doesn't get any like time at home anymore. You know, they're not showing anything with her. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting how much time they're investing in Vinita, that they're really pushing her.
It is.
I feel bad for, I think she's really cute. And I would like, I feel so weird. Like, I want to be Vinita. Like, she's got like a nice little life. She's got cute clothes. She's got a somehow working this like, whole influencer thing.
I feel like they have not established, like, I'm supposed to care about her unboxing PR packages
right,
in her house.
Right.
Like, no. And this is what we're using our time on the show with. I don't know. It's like, it's just.
And Olivia, where'd she come from? And all of a sudden now she's like right in the forefront
center
of it all.
Right. It feels
okay.
Vanderpump, where you're clinging on to the old center and you're trying to establish a new cast at the same time. And that doesn't work because it's not authentic. You either wave in a whole new young cast of Southern Charmers who are all connected, like Olivia and her friends. Where are her actual friends?
Oh, God, I don't want to.
She's not friends with these fucking people. She's 10 years younger than all of them. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like that's where it should have gone.
Yeah. Olivia's 30 years old.
Living at home. Wow.
She's 30. She looks young. Right?
Yeah, she does. But, you know, yeah.
Somewhere I learned that. Isn't that interesting? I was shocked.
That would be.
I would have thought she was 22.
That would be my issue.
Yeah. The way that she's acting, you think she's
like 26.
God bless her. She's more. You think she'd be more desperate to give some eggs. I don't care about Shep's cousin. That's a waste. I could care less about her and her dumb pregnant ass. They gave us a whole scene on her in the nursery. Yeah, that's so, they're really screwing up. Give us more. Yeah. Get Paige in there. Paige and Craig talking about him and Naomi. I'm interested in watching that.
Yeah,
I am interested in Paige and Craig. I like Paige on the show, even though if my boyfriend was telling me he's going to go have lunch with his ex-girlfriend, what would you say? You're very calm. And would you get nuts?
No, knowing that they hooked up recently, it would be a fuck no. You
but
know
even
I mean?
If
That's
they didn't,
issue.
You would be okay with it.
They didn't. It would have to be like while ago.
If your husband came
if
to you and, I
5 years ago, I'd be like,
a
all right,
husband might
know.
Be different.
Like, it has to be
see,
years.
It's never happening either way. You don't need to see an ex-girlfriend for what?
Yeah. Right.
See her vagina again, the insides of her walls. I don't know.
If I were to recast Southern Charm or like shift the show, I would make it much more about these flagging adults trying to figure out their lives. Like, it would be Craig and Paige. Yeah. It would be Shep being a loser. It would be Austin and whatever his life is. I would get rid of Catherine. I would probably
Catherine's
got
to go. Why is she still on the show?
Cam.
So depressing. Right. Cam doesn't want to be back, I don't think. Yeah.
But, you know, I would just.
Cam left at a good time. She saw the writing on the wall.
She did.
I think the show's probably dead and they need to mix it up with. I can't stand even looking at Kyle Cook. He's got a mullet going on right now. And on their Instagram, my stomach turned. Like, I know these people in it. I think Summer House is going to be terrible. I can't imagine it. I can't stand Kyle and Amanda.
All right, we got to get to something positive. We're really going negative here.
Well, I just, it's, they need to either mix it up and make it like MTV, the challenge. I need yes. to see them jousting, just like we said, just like we used to say about Housewives. And then they did it and it's brilliant. And it needs to be a little different than Winter House. Yeah, Winter House was kind of a snooze fest too. They got to give them activities.
Yeah, you're right. Like Love Island style. Let's talk Atlanta, your fave of the week. Man, Marlo and Kenya, they're just, it's, they're, I think, how do you feel about Kenya going off about Marlo and abandoning the children?
I think Marlo's spot on that. Why would she care about, I'm so disappointed in Marlo. I would be less disappointed if Marlo came from a super healthy environment. I'm torn. Yeah. I love Marlo. But if she knows how it feels to be abandoned, then still, I know the kids aren't in a foster home. They're with the aunt, but still they were in a nice house living this.
They had an established life. It seemed like
a good, right. I'm really sickened by it all. That's what kind of underlying it all. And then Marlo playing the victim, like everybody's got
to
go.
Everybody needs to support me. I think the thing is,
Kenya's spot on, I think.
She should have left the house. And had somebody come, have the aunt come over and stay for a week and just be like, guys, I need a vacation.
Right.
Auntie Marlo is going out of town. I'll be back refreshed and ready to support you.
You don't kick them out.
Two teenagers were in pure chaos and throw their life into further chaos. Again, reaffirming that like love after, and behavior are tied.
After that
right?
phone
like,
call with the sister, with their mom.
Yeah, right. Like
it breaks my heart. It makes me sick. I can't even think about it too long because it makes me sick because these poor little boys are so sweet.
Yeah. It went from like the start of the season. We were like, Marlo's a saint. What an angel. To like now being like, oh, maybe she is just kind of the selfish person that everybody says she is.
It's not her reaction.
No, it's not. And I think her reaction to Kenya demonstrated that she knew it was fucked up. Like she knows she's in the wrong here.
Yeah. And Kenya's she was right on. If she treats them like that, why would she treat us any different? That really wrapped it all up for me.
I mean, the fact that this episode included like an hour and a half plus just in the driveway of people fighting and battling was pure comedy to me. I loved these producers.
I loved it.
I think Atlanta's like my favorite producers because the way that they pettily like show stuff on screen, like 30 minutes. 1 hour into the 1 hour in the driveway. I mean, it's hilarious.
It just felt like old, even though there is seriousness with Marlo and them and the kids, it did feel like old school Housewives with dog bones being thrown and
the dog bone. Hilarious.
Supposedly that woman's there's things that I guess Marlo was screaming things about Brooklyn that they didn't air. And I should have wrote down the girl's name, the girl that Drew was fighting with.
Fatuma or something.
Oh, right. She either took her purse or stole her purse and put it in her room. And there's something about Drew's purse getting taken with Fatuma. Oh, okay. I think something weird like that. That's what the Instagram is saying. And it is interesting. So that is the friend who is saying that her husband's gay.
Yes.
Okay. Right,
correct. Just stalking Drew with a bone. That was hilarious. Yeah. This episode was funny. I mean,
it was fun. Yeah,
it's funny. And then it's like, man, Marlo, this is your first season as a peached housewife.
She's fucking
and
it
you
up.
Fucked it up.
Yeah.
You would have kept those kids and just been complaining about how hard it is. You're a saint.
Right.
You ditch the kids. Now you look like an asshole.
And now the kids are just going to come back. They're never going to feel safe. They felt they were probably actually healing. Going to the prom, you're that sweet thing about them going to the dance and you got them the belt and the outfit and you're cooking them breakfast. You had to be sold, Marlo.
I know.
And I understand you're damaged. I get it. You've had a really hard life, but it almost makes it harder for me that she
hurt
knows
people,
how it really feels. Yeah.
You know, it's depressing.
And it's and then I go back. It's like, well, they aren't her kids. But still, it's like
they're not her kids, but she raised her hand to be their caretaker.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I agree with you.
That's the part.
I liked Marlo so much that I'm looking for like a chance to
me too
to redeem it. And there isn't. And it's just so
no,
thank God they have the other aunt, but then she's got four kids or whatever. It's like these boys are just living in probably utter chaos now.
Yep.
Just trying to survive. And then them getting yelled at for making a mess. I just feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. I liked in the next preview, Drew's going after Sheree saying you're old and stuff. And Sheree's like, you better hope you look like me when you're this age.
I love that.
Those the truest words.
Right. You know what I did love was Candy giving Sheree business advice when she was like, you probably have the biggest brand out of any of us. If you just say she by Sheree, people know what that means.
Yeah.
Start small.
Right.
Do something small. Use that money to then reinvest. It's like, shit, that is good advice. Listen to her. Like, I want Sheree. I would buy. I'm not even kidding you. She by Sheree comes out, I'm buying something. I would. Oh,
God bless you.
I would. I'd support it.
That's Spring, Candy should summer, be on Shark Tank. Here.
Yeah, she should. She'd be good.
She's great.
Because I think
she's brilliant.
I think, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
She's been around the block.
Candy needs more respect from these women. Anytime she talks, they just need to shut up and listen.
She is so top tier, like everything, right? Business. They don't understand the level of brilliance that she has and that brain.
They really don't.
And the fact that she's been on Housewives for so long.
I know.
And she's not an idiot like a Ramona or a Luann. Yep. It's fascinating that she's still on, but it shows how smart she is that she's still on.
Yep.
Because she knows once she leaves, it does help her just even being there dealing with these idiots. Just her looking at them, she's like, oh, I'm getting kicked out of this. I've never been kicked out. Sonia, I like Sonia, but there's a fine line of like acting like you've known these girls 30 years I'm happy that she feels comfortable, but it's interesting. It does come off a little thirsty, but I do like Sonia.
It's a weird choice. Like she did the world championships for track. She was on every broadcast. Like she's a legitimate job.
Right.
And
right.
Like working. Yeah. And she's a 4-time Olympian. 4-time.
Right.
3-time Olympic gold medalist. Like what is she? It's
unbelievable.
It tells you a lot about who Sonia is as a person that she chose to do this show. I don't know. It's like very interesting. Like she has a career and she's
somebody
into the show and like is like blowing up her life. I don't know. It's fascinating. It's almost like Joe Biden being president at 80 years old. You know, there's something weird inside people where it's like they can't give it up or something like the fame.
Or how did he become the
power?
That's it. I wonder who will be the next Democratic candidate.
I don't know. We're all fucked.
Pete Buttigieg.
Should we talk Beverly Hills?
Yeah. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yes.
What
did you think? Oh, we didn't get to talk about Kathy's arrival.
Yeah.
What did you think about the caviar scene and the foam blocking?
I thought that was hilarious.
That was a fun scene.
Kathy eats like an 80-year-old in a nursing home.
So like they eat a rich nursing home.
They eat on like this is the second meal that's like not at a formal table. The first time she went over to her house, they ate on the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And they were having like chicken salad, like on a piece of lettuce. Like there's something very elderly about her food choices.
It's almost like she lives in a rich house, but she's broke, but she's not broke.
Right. I don't know what it is, but like, don't give me a baked potato with caviar. That's my
gross.
Food.
I would barf. No. I mean, I've never had caviar, but I don't know why. Is it good? Have you had it?
I've never had it either. I'm good on.
I'm surprised you've never had it. Ugh, what is
I
it?
I can't do texturally for me.
Shoving down fish eggs? That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it
I can't
sounds
do it.
So gross. An egg? And then what's happening breaking that down inside your body? And does it come out like corn? I mean, that's disgusting.
Ugh, I don't know.
I'm just joking.
It's interesting. It's that was very visual. It's interesting that Kathy came back mid-season.
Must be with the money though, right? Because she was fighting.
Yes, the scene with Erica where Erica's like, I didn't come because I didn't want to break my scarlet
letter. Was she even
letter.
Invited?
She's like crying. You can tell Kathy doesn't give a shit. It's all very interesting.
Was she even invited though? We watched that whole special, which was a highlight of my reality TV viewing last year. I thought it was great. Paris Hilton, again, knocks it out of the park. I'm sorry. But, and Kathy. Kathy is TV gold. She's a terrible person.
That told me more. That show showed me so much more about Kathy Hilton than this one did.
Oh, yeah.
And so really, really
she's
changed
terrible.
My entire perception. Yeah.
Right. She's fun to watch, but she's not some
I'm happy she's back on the season.
I love it. Anything with Kyle and the family.
Exactly.
Do you believe that Kathy's that dumb that she really didn't know that she blocked her? Is that real?
No, I think I think she knows. I don't know. Maybe she is that phone dumb. I don't know.
It's interesting.
I love Garcelle, but I find that Erica like is an alcoholic, like drum she's beating. Like, I don't know. It seems like a waste of
she's
Garcelle's
a con
precious
man.
Time. Right. Like, don't let Erica. I found all of this like she's so drunk and then she's talking about how she can't drink and take her pills and then she's drunk again. It's like, what's happening here?
Erica's no dummy. I believe she knew a lot more than people want to give her credit for. Then she's gotten arrested. She's gotten sued in the airport, whatever that.
Love
you know,
that.
I could care less.
Love that.
I mean, I'm happy that it happened. I love seeing it, but I don't to investigate and spend my time looking into why. I believe she's a criminal and she'll probably get away with everything just like these rich people do.
Yeah,
I feel like either she is really drunk. She's never showed us anything. I understand she was miserable in that marriage. And then her way of showing control probably was being on this stupid show yelling at women. But she never showed us anything. Now, all of a sudden, she's giving us a breakdown of her antidepressants. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
And now she's an open book. And Lisa Rinna over there, you can go tell someone they're hitting rock bottom all they want. It's not going to be like, oh, I'm hitting rock bottom. Then the next episode, she's going to have tea. Then she's drinking cognac. I think she's a shyster of the highest
to me
level.
The defender, like Kyle, all of them defending like, oh, she's coming out of her shell. It's like, again, she told a teenager to fuck off.
It's bizarre.
A teenager that is a child of someone, you
14,
know,
14. Yeah. A young teenager.
Despicable behavior. She never truly apologized to Garcelle. She never
like
apologized
she
point blank.
Imagine
cool.
no matter how old my kids are, if you're my friend, you don't talk about fucking my kid.
Fuck no.
It's gross.
Ever. Disgusting.
It's weird. We're not friends anymore.
And the fact that they all gave her a pass for that behavior is appalling to me. And it says
Garcelle,
everything about
she's
how they
actress.
Value Garcelle. Yeah.
She's acting her way. She hates these people.
Hates
except for
them.
Sutton.
Hates them all. Except for Sutton. Speaking of Sutton. Sutton on this date. Her showing up in a cat sweater.
What's wrong with
shorts
her?
And black boots. And then just like the worst showing of just when you see people where you're like, oh, fuck, you shouldn't be dating. Like her talking about her itchy leg. And then like, I mean, it was a bad showing. It made me very uncomfortable.
I felt bad for him.
Me too. He looked like he wanted to die. But she's like, oh, no third date. He just takes a sip of his drink. I was like, oh, my God, it's terrible.
And I don't like spicy food. It's like, oh, God, so high maintenance.
Right.
I can't stand it. I don't mind Sutton. I don't die for her.
No, I think she's interesting. I think Sutton's great TV.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
The Erica singing in the at the Christmas party, it is funny. I thought it was great. I mean, she obviously is effed up. I don't believe that she wasn't drunk. Was she acting when Lisa Rinna was carrying her out of the? I mean, she's probably,
yeah, I don't know.
Lisa Rinna is probably 100 pounds soaking wet. I don't even know how Lisa Rinna would carry somebody out. It's not fake or not. At least Lisa Rinna's there to help her friend. I don't know. How did she get home and she hit her head? I don't believe it. It's hard to have sympathy for Erica because she's crying over these material items when that guy can't even get, he's like burned inside and out. Can't get medical care. It's like people got bigger issues.
Again, of you. Yes, it says everything, her reaction, and the fact to this day, she hasn't said, no matter what happened, it's despicable that he did this to people who are victims. Like, she's never said anything similar to that. Even if she's completely innocent, she's a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you have no empathy for people and what they've been through, particularly when it is at the hand of your partner.
And you're that close.
How could you just feel terrible?
And you're fighting to keep earrings and some ugly tiger ring.
Right. It's like, come on. These people are suffering. You're a disgusting person. I hate it.
And Diana, obviously, the internet made a good point that she's on there to promote Asher.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bad voice.
Oh my God, I thought it was terrible. That's the kind of person that, like, if you were
American Idol.
Yeah, like you would think it's good, but if you actually put him against somebody who could sing, it was horrible.
Yeah. David Cassidy.
Great song.
I always hate that type of Christmas music. If it's not Santa Baby, it makes you reflect. Yeah, it's like, God, people are crying. I don't want to cry sad tears like that. Christmas is Christmas. Emotional enough, you know.
Right.
But I would love to see their houses in real life. I wish I could be in the metaverse or whatever. That's what I'll use the metaverse for if this shit ever really comes true, where I could teleport to where the housewives are. That'd be cool. See these people's houses dressed up for Christmas. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. All right. I think that's it on Beverly Hills. Anything else that stood out to you?
Oh, PK and Dory.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that Mauricio Mo or whatever didn't tell Kyle, but I don't know how true all that is. Maybe Kyle was lying and just to make did Dory really not find Dory? Seems pretty mad. Doesn't sound like she found out the next day, or I guess she did because she had to go pick up his car. So that did track.
Right.
I like PK, whatever. I don't know.
I like PK too. Just
you shouldn't drink and drive.
Right.
But I guess if it's eight one, I don't know. Right. This in this world, what are you doing?
Get a driver. It's not hard. Did you watch Below Deck?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's okay. Maybe it's growing on me. I guess time and time again, like I just feel like when Kate and even Hannah, as much as Hannah was, she's not, I liked Kate more than Hannah, but Hannah brought, it was exciting. I guess the Chief Stew isn't the whole show, but it almost feels that way. I don't know. And maybe
I think
my issue here is, I remember watching it and like being glued in and
yeah,
I feel that way. I don't know.
No, I don't either. I think my issue with this cast, I hate watching inept people. They should not have hired this woman as a bosun. She's
trash.
How
did that happen?
Like, she's obviously not
as
fit
the chief
for this job.
As the bosun. How does it happen?
Puking, not getting up, not understanding what Captain Sandy's saying to her. I actually thought Captain Sandy, like, this is the least annoying she's been to me in a while.
Right.
Like, telling her, like, you actually need to lead. Like, thank you. What the fuck are you doing? So I don't like that.
You're hungover. You're not food poisoning. Shut the fuck up. You're fired. Right. I would want to fire someone for saying that to me.
Absolutely. Like,
don't
I'm
talk
not
to me
also,
like
Captain
I'm an idiot.
Sandy's
right.
An alcoholic. Like, she doesn't know.
Right. Right.
And then I think the chef, I'm not liking the chef.
I
He's
hate
too
him.
Insecure. the drama with the girl is too much. He's weak. And his food is like, looks, his food looks fine.
She says he's the best chef. He's not. He looks disgusting. Looks like he works at a BJ's restaurant. I do not like him.
Listen, we got to keep the pressure on Rachel. We're trying to get our girl, Rachel, who we've talked to several times, to talk to us because she's blowing up the Bravo sphere here.
She hates everyone.
If you haven't seen her Twitter, she just went off posting screenshots from Bravo people coming at Austin.
Fighting with Austin. Yeah, it's great.
Saying that everybody's actors.
I don't think she'll be back on.
I think she's done. So we're trying to get her on. But yeah, incomparable to me, the food between Rachel and him.
Oh, there's not even. And Below Deck, she doesn't need Below Deck. So that's why she can just go tell him to F off. I think it's great. She's so much better than any of these idiots that they get on the show.
Yeah.
And the two girls, I can't tell the difference between them.
Me neither. And Tasha and the other one.
Did they screw in the bathroom?
Which girls? The two?
Or no. The chief stew and the chef. Oh. Is that what was happening?
Like it. Or a hand
it's like I couldn't really
something.
Tell with the mirrors and everything. She's in there for a half hour. Then never showed him come out. It's like, well, where did he go? This, that, and the other. Right. I don't know.
Right.
Reagan getting drunk, dancing. That would be embarrassing to look back and see yourself dancing like that.
Just again, you're not a professional if you're getting that drunk the night before a charter and you have no plan in place to have your people know what they're supposed to be doing. That's just setting yourself up for failure. And this is like charter two. It's just dumb.
It would be like us getting hired to run like a Fortune 500 company. It just doesn't make. How does this happen?
I know. Really makes
like I'm
sense.
CEO of Google. I mean, how are you the freaking bosun of this big ship? And you have people's lives. Next episode, it looks like they crash or they hit the dolphin, whatever. I've never heard that term before. Maybe I missed it, but
I would love Below Deck to shift to a gold diggers type of show. Is that what it's called? Whatever. Dorian will watch a show about people's jobs, like
mining for
gold or digging massive holes. Like, I want to see the engineer. I want to see the people in the boat. I want to see what the fuck's actually going on. And like, let's focus on their work and good people. And it would be so much better.
Yeah. I just think it's really hard. They had gold for the first few seasons. I just think it's hard to. We didn't realize what they had with Kate. And even I'm sorry to bring it back to that, but I just remember. Which they had good one-liners. They were sharp. They were good at their job. It was something that I guess I took for granted when I was watching this show, because on the very first season of Below Deck, that girl was gone. Then Kate came in second season and it took off and it was a hit, a firestorm. They can't replicate all this or ample, even Hannah on Mediterranean. It's hard to, they need to really work on. That's disappointing. It's okay. I mean, maybe we dropped the ball. People rave about sailing, but I guess it was just something we didn't get into. But I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess we're talking to our boys from Low Deck Podcast soon. Overboard.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see their approach. Oh, on random shows I watched. Summer I Turned Pretty, which I'm very late to the party, but if you guys haven't seen it, it's very cute. For a teen show, very adorable. Maybe a little too emotional for you. There's some cancer.
Do people die? Oh God. Okay.
No, nobody dies, but there's some sickness.
Okay. They live though. That's not bad.
They're alive at the end.
All right.
So I think you could deal with it. It was cute though. Very like if you were 15, you'd be fucking obsessed. You know what I mean?
Is it the about being like the summer you realize?
It's not child. No, it's not like child cancer. But it's essentially summer
like, that you grow up and you meet boys or whatever.
Like, you know, there was that summer where everybody came back and suddenly the girls were like cute when they were like horrible before. You know what I mean? Like where they're like, holy shit, she got pretty. Like she looks great. When did that happen? Like, you know, that was typically like your freshman year summer. So it's kind of like that. It was cute. I liked it.
After kindergarten. I came back to first grade with a rack.
Oh, you came in killing it. Is that it? Is that
summer was so fun.
Summer was the best growing up.
Oh, Rugot. It was an interesting. I loved the season. It was fun. it's ruined it for Dorinda for me.
Dorinda's done.
I hear her forever. On reality TV or hear her on radio shows and things. I can't even listen to her.
I think
she
I'm
sounds
actually
drunk.
Gonna unfollow her.
No matter how sober she is, she sounds drunk to me. I do not like her. She makes my stomach turn. I can't stand her.
Couldn't agree more. It was the worst thing that could have happened to Dorinda was this show, because going in, we all want, it was like, we were rooting for you. Like, we're all wanting to her to succeed and have a good showing. And it was a really, it was the worst it could be, honestly. Couldn't have been worse.
I find it interesting. Phaedra, she's no dummy. She leaves the show being accused of what she was accused of. Then now she's bringing people Bibles. She's, you know, pushing that she's a religious person, right, which is nice, whatever. But I mean, I don't want to be given a Bible. It catch me on the wrong day. And, you know, I could really piss some people off with that, but I think it's nice. I don't mind the court, the choir and everything. That's beautiful. But I mean, you can't be pushing religion on people like that, but they seemed like they were all religious.
Yeah, I think they were.
So that was
kind
okay.
of worked. But yeah. Yeah.
It's like getting a toothbrush on Halloween.
Right. I enjoyed the season overall. Dorinda, I mean, I just, my biggest question leaving this was, what would it have been if they had actually been like gone to Turks and Caicos and gone to the same house and we're all in the same
or even in
location.
The woods somewhere. So anywhere but Dorinda's house. Yeah.
Yes. That I think was a real fail.
A misstep,
and it,
right.
And it fucked up the entire power dynamic. Like Vicky said, she said that at the end. She was like, oh, what if we'd just all been somewhere else? But other than that, like, I think this model obviously is the future to me. This is what they should be doing.
It is. If you would have, and they better not, they better not make us wait another year for this. And if you would have told me that I would hate Dorinda and really I have a fondness for Vicky again, I would have told you you're nuts.
Yeah. In the same season where she's yelling about COVID being a conspiracy.
Right, right, know? Right. God. It is.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I watched, I was meaning to tell people about. Fuck, now I can't remember the name. It's on Netflix. It's about a guy who, Hunter Moore, who created this website, like Stay Up All Night or something, essentially where he was like taking naked pictures of women.
Oh,
hacking
nice.
Into their email, getting them, putting them online. It's fascinating. It's like 3-part documentary about how like this one mother and a couple other people like took him down.
Oh, you fill your brain with a lot of stuff.
I know. I really do. A lot of content.
I watched, but I love Jeff Lewis and I watched his show on Amazon. It's about him. He's you've never really gotten into Jeff Lewis. I don't think you ever.
No, I haven't, but I know.
I just love him so much. And he has a fun little show where he redoes, it's not really their whole houses, it's rooms. It's just, he obviously isn't making a ton of money because I don't know how he wouldn't be spending $20,000 on his rent like this show. But he goes through, he did Wilmer Valderrama. He's a no name. He did Mira Sorvino, which was interesting. Some other people, but it's fun. It's a fun show. It's easy breezy, and I had a lot of fun watching it.
All right, Amazon.
Yeah, all Amazon right, Freezy or Freebie. If you're ever bored, it's a fun little show.
We'll be back. We're talking Seeking Sister Wife, Love Island, UK, all of the things coming your way soon.
Oh, I gotta watch the movie Love Island.
Oh yeah, baby, get on it. Munch was texting me yesterday. She must have watched it the second it dropped. She's like, "Have you seen it?" I'm like, "No, I'm about to."
Oh my God.
So check it out. We'll be back. We love you guys.